Hello, everyone. This is Garrett Hall, and you're tuned in to another Shands HealthCast brought to you by Shands Healthcare, winner of the 2008 Governor Sterling Award, Florida's highest honor for performance excellence. If you live in Lake City, Florida, or one of the communities surrounding Lake City, then spend a few minutes with me and Dr. Mohamed Taki, a University of Florida internal medicine specialist who has recently opened a primary care practice in Lake City. We'll ask Dr. Taki to tell us what internal medicine is all about, and if you've seen the Fox hit House, you may have somewhat of an idea. And Dr. Taki will tell us about his background, his training, and his areas of expertise. If after listening to this HealthCast, you'd like to schedule a new patient appointment at Shands, please call us toll-free at 866-931-1185. A professional service representative will be happy to connect you with the appropriate appointment scheduler within our system. And please remember that this toll-free number is only to schedule a new patient appointment. I'm here in Dr. Taki's office. We have him mic'd up, so let's get to it. Dr. Taki, thanks a lot for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Mr. Hall.
I'm sure everyone in Lake City and the surrounding areas is glad that you're practicing here, and most of us have probably seen the television show House. And we may ask ourselves, what kind of doctor is an internal medicine specialist or an internist? What are they trained to do?
Simply speaking, internists are doctors of adult internal medicine, or doctors for adults. But you may see us referred to by several terms, including internists, general internists, doctors of internal medicine. But don't confuse us with interns who are doctors in their first year of residency training. Although internists may act as primary care physicians, we are not family physicians or family practitioners or general practitioners whose training is not solely concentrated on adults and may include surgery, obstetric, etc. What we take pride in is that we have been trained, thoroughly trained, to care for diseases that may afflict an adult patient, and we care for the whole patient for whole life. An internist generally spends at the very minimum 3 years training specifically in internal medicine after their med school, and this is called residency training or postgraduate training. And the focus is in learning to prevent, diagnose, treat diseases that affect adults. Sometimes we are also called doctor's doctor because we are called upon to act as consultants to other physicians to help solve puzzling diagnostic problems.
Doctor's doctors. I've never heard it said that way before, and that's a great way to remember what you do. So what do you treat and what types of patients do you see?
By way of our certification and training, are trained to deal with significant disease processes that affect adults, and that includes diseases of heart and blood vessels, diabetes, problems of digestive system and gastroenterology, liver and kidney-related problems, blood-borne diseases, infectious diseases, problems afflicting our elderly, and many other areas. As a rule of thumb, the American Board of Internal Medicine emphasizes that we are trained to find out the common presentations of uncommon diseases and the uncommon presentations of common diseases.
Mm-hmm. I almost think of you as a kind of physician detective when you phrase it like that. So for those people in this area who may not be as familiar with you, tell us a little bit about your background and expertise.
I had served as chief of staff of Lee Memorial Hospital as part of Borges Health Alliance in Michigan for about 4 years, and I was also one of the key members of the internal medicine team providing traditional internal medicine care for about 6 years in Southwest Michigan. I've originally done my residency training with the Michigan State University program in Flint, Michigan. So with this background, it gave me a fairly wholesome experience to start an internal medicine practice in Lake City.
And now I know you don't do this alone. You've got a partner. Tell us a little bit about him.
With the help that we were able to secure from the Department of Community Health and Family Medicine, we were able to recruit Dr. Malik Naki, who trained at Mount Sinai Medical School and VA Medical Center program in New York. He decided to join us this July.
So why bring this internal medicine practice to Lake City and the surrounding areas? What was the draw here? And what do you hope to achieve here? And talk a little bit about the relationships and the network you have with other specialists down in Gainesville at Shands at the University of Florida.
The most important objective of opening a UF internal medicine practice under the umbrella of the Community Health and Family Medicine Department in Lake City was to bring quality health care closer to the people. The idea is to provide the top-notch care and try to utilize the resources available in the community. We know that we have some wonderful physicians practicing out here in the community in various subspecialties, and we intend to coordinate and serve as part of that team, bringing to the table the experience that we have gained at the University of Florida and at our respective training programs. However, in a situation where, in consultation with our colleagues here in Lake City, we determined that a certain level of care is needed that is not available in this particular community, then we have the vast network of UF and Shands resources available to us at Gainesville, and we will be coordinating care with the subspecialists down in Gainesville.
Well, I'm sure our listeners are happy to know that you're here in this community, Dr. Taki. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Now, if you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Taki or one of his colleagues in the Shan system, please call our new patient appointment hotline. That number, again, as we gave you at the top of this health cast, is toll-free 866-931-1185. Well, that's all for now. This is Garrett Hall saying thanks for listening and take care. Thank you for listening to Shan's HealthCast. Shan's Healthcare will continue to provide healthcasts covering a wide variety of general health issues. If you would like to subscribe to Shan's HealthCast or would like more information on this or other topics, please visit shans.org/healthcast. Shan's Healthcare is a private, not-for-profit healthcare system affiliated with the University of Florida. Shan's includes 8 hospitals, an affiliated network of more than 80 UF primary and specialty clinical practices, and a medical staff of more than 1,500 UF faculty and community physicians. For more information about our hospital system, visit shans.org. There you'll find an illustrated medical health encyclopedia, care guides for specific conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure, maps and directions, information about all Shans hospitals and services, and links to other health casts. UF and Shans, the science of hope.